continuing with Dr. Du Bois. But before this meeting of, to call a Second World Congress and make a plea for disarmament, but before this meeting, we had succeeded in forming in the United States an organization to work for peace. This was the Peace Information Center. There were about 60 Americans who attended the World Conference of the Defenders of Peace in Paris in 1950. We were all tremendously impressed with it and discussed many times the question as to what we could do when we returned to America. We did nothing for nearly a year because in the state of hysteria and warmongering which we found in the United States, it was not at all clear as to what could be done legally. Don't forget Minerva. A meeting was convened at the home of O. John Rogg. I went to the meeting and found that the 30 or 40 persons attending had already been exploring methods of organizing for peace in the United States. The first idea seemed to have been a federation of the various peace movements in the United States already in existence. That had fallen through. It'd be interesting to know the details of that collapse. Continuing. Then a committee to welcome the prominent advocates of peace who proposed to visit the United States proved useless when they were refused visas. We appointed a committee to explore possibilities, unquote. This is also the autobiography of Du Bois. So we try to move and we're checked by the state at every turn. When will we be discussing the degree to which our thought process has been contained and impaired by the ideology of democracy, and accept as accurate the evidence before our eyes and what our bodies tell us about how unsafe, unfree we truly are. Continuing, quote, from the autobiography of W.E.B. Du Bois, the first direct public attack on the Peace Information Center came in a broadside from the United States Secretary of State, Dean Acheson, released July 12, 1950, quote from Secretary of State Dean Acheson, I am sure that the American people will not be fooled by the so-called World Peace Appeal or Stockholm Resolution now being circulated in this country for signatures. It should be recognized for what it is, a propaganda trick in the spurious peace offensive of the Soviet Union, unquote. Finally, says Dr. Du Bois, on February 8, 1951, we were notified that the grand jury in Washington had indicted the Peace Information Center and its officers for, quote, failure to register as agent of a foreign principal, unquote. Don't forget Minerva. Peace. So goes the state's ideology of governance, the state's construction of our terms for existence. Peace aids foreign governments as it compromises the readiness of the U.S. state for war. Now, this is a logic we cannot break out of if we restrict our action to individual state boxes. Again, we have yet to confront the truth-telling of Goring that states can and will always create external threats. In fact, collude together to create these external threats, to exercise this logic. It's time for us to stop treading water and use the internet's power, which we created and serve as substance for ourselves, to further all of us. Power never did, throughout the long, hard history of class, like to hear the truth spoken. That's the point of truth-telling today. We have to get past their threats. All the lessons that the universe gives us is for our gaining our freedom. I know that now.